Imagine operating under life or death stress and being able to stay calm. Today, we're breaking down how the special forces train their minds and nervous system to handle extreme stress. And we're teaching you how you can apply these same principles to your everyday life. Hassan Moamina is back, and he is a researcher of this topic and author of Captain Garuda. And today he's teaching us what special forces understand about stress that most of us do not. So it's really good to see you. Welcome back.
Nice to meet you. I'm glad to continue with you for the next season, inshallah.
I am so excited that you're returning for another season. Our audience is super pumped as well. Let's talk about the special forces. I mean, they have to be under so much stress all the time. How do they handle it?
Let's talk about from the beginning. Our daily life must have stress because it's no life of someone with red carpets and roses and no struggles. That's impossible. That's the heaven. But we are in the present life. So it's okay to have struggles. But the problem that's when we overload ourselves to achieve something. Like, let me give an example. Most people, they wish to buy a house and they put themselves in a 30, 40 years debt of half of their salaries. Mostly it's overload. And most people, when they have struggles like debt or bad relationship, and this is common to have it within our daily lifestyle, bad experience, losing job. Most people, they prefer to go to the emergency exit, like smoking cigarettes, drinking alcohol, eating emotional, even drugs, unfortunately. And some people, they prefer to kill themselves. And that's the bad thing. When we look at the special forces, you see the admission to the special forces is hard. While it's hard, it's not because after you pass it, you will see amazing life. No, the struggles already started. Like you're waiting for a long queue, and then your breath is off, and then you find yourself that was the queue of the lift. It's still not finished. It's still a long journey. So this is the way when they go to special forces. Special forces, they have a special training, emotional training. In hard condition, under stress, but they just use the 40% of the human being capacity every day. But of course, they have to take a risk to go home to enjoy their life and then be back for the training again. The 40% is like when you say that I'm doing exercising, I do until muscle failing in a special weight for a specific repetition. And a couple rounds until to stop to have the recovery. Because in the gym, you're not building, you're crushing your muscles, your nervous system, and then you're back to recover. And this is what they do. But in our daily life, it could be the similar, but unfortunately, we overload ourselves by debits, by things at home, struggles. People could say, I have debit issues. I need to take a rest at home, and they don't find the peace at home. I'm not gonna tell you it should be perfect at home. The wife could have also struggles, so you should know what's your maximum capacity outside. So if there is some struggles at home, you'll be able to handle it. And it's not gonna be every day, it could be a couple days of the month like that. So it's common to have it. So we have to prepare ourselves. Like we have a dreams like we want to achieve to collect some a specific amount. And sometimes when we work in Uber or delivering food or any other jobs by daily income or freelancing jobs or any other job task, we could push ourselves to collect a specific amount. But because we overload ourselves, that money which we collected, we're going to spend it for something useless. Why? Because our mentality will not be fine to save it or to spend it even for something make up we wish, or something we wish. Like, for example, if you want to go to market or Amazon or anything to purchase something you wish on the mall, you have a lot of options. It's hard to think or to find something you like if you cannot able to think in that condition. That's why sometimes we need to know when we should break, take a break, or to put the brake in the car and stop. Like most people, like startup students, when they go to the university and they need to collect their pocket money or to pay some of their debts, they work in Uber. So sometimes they overload themselves and they cross the limitation. That's why sometimes you need to hold a notebook to put the schedule, I collect this amount and close it. You have to stop. You don't need to cross that limit because you already know your main goal is, for example, collect your pocket or your accommodation or whatever, and that's it. When you put a specific goal, like for example, I need to travel, I need to achieve, for example, competition, I need some spending daily or whatever, or for traveling spending, then at that time, you will be able to memorize that this money is for that and not be spent. That's the point. Like, imagine when you work to collect money and at the end you don't know what to do with it. That's when we rush ourselves or when we push ourselves over the limit. And that's the point. It's not mean when you don't get, for example, admission in special forces because you're bad, but because you're still not ready. You need to be more stronger emotionally to be ready to go special forces because at that time you have to be self-independent. And that's why 90% of people they lose or they lose their money in stock market because emotional reasons.
Right. Yeah. I mean, people in the special forces have to stay stoic. And I mean, being able to handle stress is so important. You know, I think just everyday people need to learn how to handle stress and kind of separate themselves from it so that they don't take it on.
And even when we sing in the music concert, we need to know how to control our emotion while still be able to sing.
How do we do that?
If you'd like me to try to sing,
Yeah.
I don't know. It's an old song my mom taught me when I used to be a kid because my mom told me that Singapore and Malaysia is one country. And that's why we still believe in our hearts we are one nation. Say it. Mari kita rakyat Singapura sama-sama menuju bahagia. Cita-cita kita yang mulia, berjaya Singapura. That's the national anthem of
Amazing.
Singapore.
Amazing. And I love it because singing helps control stress as well.
Exactly. Like, for example, they have to take the stomach outside, but also there is some functional part of the body. That's what I'm going to talk about it. What to do to control your emotional stress. It's exercising five parts of our body. We need to focus about it. The neck and also the core, the back muscles, the pelvic, and the last thing is, sorry, this is five parts. The neck, the core, and the also pelvic and the back muscles. These parts, which is connected for our CNS, the central nervous system, which is really important for our emotional control. Like, for example, people who cannot walk without stick, they need stick because not because they are old, but because their core is weak. The core is make us able to walk. The same thing, if you want to have handstand, you need stronger core to able to hold your body upside down. And that's what they do in the gym. So that's what the people they do with whatever they do for sprint running or for marathon running. They must have a strong core to able to hold their body for longer term. And to fix the core, one of the recommended exercises, like Russian twist, is like to hold your legs while you are on the floor, and then you do like that. You can do by hands or weights for a couple repetitions, for a couple rounds until you feel the muscle failing or before the muscle failing. Much recommended. Why these? And sometimes when you finish the exercise and the next day, sometimes you cannot able to eat well or you feel stressed. Why? Because this part is connected for the vagus nerve system in the left side of the colon. But after the 3 days, you'll feel much better, able to eat. And that's the part of the core. And the neck usually is like from here the start. This the control emotion when we control our emotion because our neck, like from here the scene is the some part of the brain is not covered. Like if you hit your from this area by this hand, you feel your head is shaking. That's why if somebody strong slap in this part, you'll fall down because this part is not protected. And that's why sometimes we need to do neck crunches like that, just the neck, the floor. When you do that, I know some you feel pain in the next day and stress, but after 3 days, you feel much better because these muscles, when become stronger, it helps you to control your emotion. The pelvic, there are so many pelvic exercises can be done like with weights. Or even sometimes stretching can help the pelvic wall because here is the storage of the bad emotion or stress or anything like that. From here, the storage. That's why sometimes when you overload your food, you feel all the time under stress. And that's why we have to sometimes control ourselves when we should stop eating because when you overload it, we'll have pain here and affecting for our mentality. And that's why yani, most athletes or strong people, they don't eat until full. They stop a little bit before they become full and then they will feel they are fine. Because for the digesting system to accept that the body is full, it takes a little bit of time to understand because our digesting system is the second brain, like our brain, and can think and has emotion also. And it's really important. That's why most operations for losing weight is not recommended because you're killing this brain, which is really important for our health.
All the negative emotions are stored in the hip area. Like, there's so much trauma in the hip area.
And why the deadlift? We call it deadlift because it's attacking the back or the lower back muscles. The lower back muscles, when you do the deadlift, you will have a strong pain later, and that pain affecting for our mentality sometimes. So when we make it stronger, these parts with by doing deadlift or any other exercises attacking that area, we will feel much better emotional. Our decisions become much better. Even managing the time, the daily task will be easier. And that's why good body in good mind and good mind in good body.
100%, 100%.
I will share one of my experience to tell you about how it was helpful, these things. Last week I used to drive in Uber as a driver. It was like before, after midnight, 12:30 or something like that. Because my wife's still with her friends, I said to myself, why don't I finish an order so I can cover the cost of gasoline? It's not a bad idea. So I pick up the customer from a shopping center, but she was like under stress, like overload. I told her, don't close the back of the car because it's hydraulic. I will close it by myself. She said, okay. But unfortunately, her friend tried to close it. So, of course, I loud my voice because I'm scared that the hydraulic destroyed. And then I have to pay for fixing the car. And instead of taking that action easy, she tried to break the glass of the car. And with a bad voice, like a devil voice, are going to deliver us or not? Said what? I don't understand. I just tried to talk about the hydraulic. Don't close it, but she don't even listen. Only shouting, and after saying some bad words about me, she said, "Would like to continue?" I said, "Please, as you request, take your things and go away. Take another order." Instead of taking another order to go with another driver, she said, "Oh, I will shut down your income. I will make blah blah blah." I know I received that day a message from the company to shut down my account forever, if until I prove something that I didn't do anything. But my lucky, I went to the hospital because I got internal injury in my colon because I hold my emotion. And the doctor, he said in the description that that issue came because too much stress, and no one who attack have that kind of injuries. To show you that only that document saved my life. I know that they closed their account, but to show you that when people, they cannot control their emotions, how they could destroy their life or almost to destroy other people's life and put themselves in trouble. Now, if I want to take her to the courts and put her in jail, I can do anything, but I don't wish to do that. Well, plus she's away from me. It's okay. But this is the point. Why, when we go outside, we kill our happiness with fighting with people if we think they are nothing? I'm not saying that the drivers are bad or the people are bad, but try to imagine it. You're trying to enjoy. Why you destroy your happiness for someone else on the street? If you even if you think he's a loser or whatever, خلاص, leave him alone. If he's alone, leave him alone. Don't put your head with him, so you're stuck with him. You don't know about him. What's he thinking about or whatever? I know my principal is expecting, but to show the people that we have to understood that we have to take it easy.
I tried to escape. I sure came to looking.
Lisa?
I'm still here.
Hello?
There you go.
Hello?
Hi.
Sorry, I think your recording disappeared. Can you hear me?
You froze. Yeah, I'm not sure
Hello?
if. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
One
Your
second.
internet is showing that it's okay.
So when we try to go outside, try instead of thinking about others, try to think to enjoy. Forget about the others' problem because they are not in our life. But when we put ourselves and others, of course we'll never be happy. And if in small issues we cannot fix it easy, how we can fix the big issues? How can we be successful in life? Unfortunately, it's hard to explain that for everyone. Why? Because most people, they cannot control their emotions. And everything must be done step by step. Not mean everybody is bad, but the point is everybody has a limitation, and we should we have to know when we should stop, because for our health, for our life, for other people's life also.
People often take their anger out on other people when they're not happy. And so they internalize all their issues until something triggers them, and then they take it out on somebody else. Right? So you have to, when people deal with their own emotions, then they're happy, and they don't do that to other people.
Exactly. The same thing when I try to see in my marriage life. Alhamdulillah, now almost complete 10 years of marriage with my wife. By 22 of October, will be complete 10 years.
Wow.
That experience taught me a lot. Differences is must in life, but they complete each other's, and the only way to be successful in marriage or in business or whatever, not by changing others, but being flexible for these issues or life issues. We could have small problems, we could fail, it's okay, but the point is to compare ourselves from the past when we see the present situation for fixing issues much better than the past, does mean a successful marriage life. That's why when we have any struggles, even if it's harder, try not to take the divorce decision fast. Try to think, no, now I have kids, I should hold myself. No, we passed a long journey. We did something better. No, we have to hold myself. Give another chance for the other part. That's what makes it so, continuable. Because I know divorcing is legal, but the reality is a disaster for the family, for the community. That's why we have to give a chance. We already know what's the real mistake, deserve to be mistake. What's the things we need to give a chance? That's why we need to calm down when we feel we are tired, to lock on ourselves in the room, try to sit alone, try to talk to someone like a close friends sometimes who can give a good advice, not bad advice. Someone, friends, give a bad advice, said divorce him, he's a bad guy or whatever. That doesn't make sense. You need something to fix the issue, not to increase the issue. Sometimes you could see a therapist to talk to him, to tell him about your emotion. Sometimes we need to talk to a religious guy who can, who know about faith. All these stuff help us to break the idea of divorcing. And that's what makes it successful relationship, even for corporates. We need to handle the small issues and to respect other problems. And sometimes when we feel tired, sometimes we need also to listen to the other part. The man could wake up at midnight because his wife needs emergency to go to the doctor. It's okay sometimes. That's what I do. Sometimes she need to go somewhere for it's important for her. So it's okay. Sometimes you have to wake up and drop her and to do something, take an action. That's what I believe these days, to be honest with you. The emotional control. I mean, I'll be honest with you, almost 1 year working with you and with different people, I had so many struggles and even misunderstood, miscommunication. And I'll be honest with you, it was a great year, 1 year of working together. And I feel the victory or the meaning of this, because it's not coming in a golden plate. It's coming by hard working time spending, and sometimes we could walk without seeing a light, and we have to depending on a sign to know if we are walking in the right direction or not, because this is our life. We cannot see the road of success, but we can depending on a sign.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you back for another season, and I've thoroughly enjoyed our year together. It's been so fun.
I'm really exciting. I'll be honest with you. I have just one dream. I wish to achieve it one day. I'm not sure if I say it'll be like any dream. Could be something can happen in the future, because so many of my dreams which I saved, it become to reality. That's one day if I join the WWE and fight. I know that could be crazy, but you don't know. Every dream has a wish to say, and there is a God, accept and give a challenges. That's why I say sometimes, yeah. People stare from
I
the
believe that
idea.
if we have a dream and we can see it, we create it. So if you can imagine it, that means that it's already happening.
And by the way, I finished the scripts of the movie. I'm just working hard to find a production company to make it a real movie, Netflix, one day. Just wishing that one day, because it deserves this story to be something, give the positive and hope for people's life, but it needs a perfect place, like the cinema or the filming industry.
Wow,
Because
that's amazing.
that's what I do.
I love that. Thank you so much. And tell everyone more about you and where they can find you.
My name is Hassan Momna, known as Captain Garuda. I lost 155 pounds without operation to achieve the World Natural Bodybuilding Championship, fourth place. People can find my book in Amazon, Walmart, and different bookstores, online or offline. And also, they can find my online training program. Soon, inshallah, I'm going to have our official academy, offline academy. But to be here in Saudi and planning in the future to open in different locations worldwide.
It's amazing. Do you have any
Before
last minute things you want to
I
say?
keep lifting, keep fighting, keep flying. So
Amen.
with Captain.
Amen to that. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. So
Thank you.
excited for working together. And to our audience, thank you for tuning in. We will keep you updated on Hassan's journey, and he will be back with us to share more of all of his learnings and his life. He's got some really amazing things on the go. Until next time, take care, everybody.
Borough Talks is the Borough Market podcast with me, Julia Crouch. Join us as we sit down with the chefs and traders influencing how we eat today, exploring the ideas, traditions, and passions that shape our food culture. Follow on Spotify and join us for conversations worth savoring.